Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Let's talk about having a great new year. And I'm going to read you a verse that is a great motto for the coming year. Ready? Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I remember as a child being so excited about staying up past midnight on New Year's Eve. I expected that as the clock hit 12, there would be something like a brilliant flash in the sky or something else to make it obvious that we passed from one year to another. You know what? Nothing happened. I just stayed up late, and the next day I was grumpy from a lack of sleep. So in one sense, the new year changes nothing. But in another sense, it is a rare time when people are actually willing to examine their lives and to set priorities. If there's any fitting theme or priority in the Christian life, it is well expressed in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, in this, we see the importance of another verse, John chapter 15, verse 5, where Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Friend, we can't do anything of eternal value unless we are abiding, that is, living daily life in Jesus Christ. But the truth of Philippians 4:13 is just as important to remember for the new year. Here it is. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You could say that this is the other side of the coin of John chapter 15, verse 5, that without Jesus, we can do nothing. With him, we can do all things. Now, that sounds like a pretty good arrangement. With all the resolutions that we make at the beginning of the year, perhaps you're going to break some of yours on the first day of the new year, we would love to have the ability to do all things like Philippians chapter 4 mentions. But the promise of Philippians 4:13 is even more powerful than we might first think. As we better understand the power and the context of this passage, when we take a look at what some of the all things Paul was able to accomplish through the strength of Jesus. You see, from the context, we see that it was the strength to persist through abuse. It was the strength to not give up while he was hungry and suffering need. It was the ability to keep going even though he was in distress. Paul was able to do these things in Jesus' strength. The context also tells us that Paul, in Jesus Christ, had the strength to abound, to be full, to be abased, and to accomplish big things in Jesus. Good times or bad, the strength of Jesus was there to make the difference. So, what was it like over the last year? Which is it going to be like for you in the next year? Was this last year a year of doing nothing because you did not abide in Jesus? Or will this coming year be a year for you of doing all things, including the ability to bear up under great challenges because you abide in the strength of Jesus? God opens these doors for us because of the victory that Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and at the empty tomb in his resurrection. So this year, remember these two principles. Without him, you can do nothing. Through him, you can do all things. With this in mind, it's going to be a great year. Have a wonderful new year in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.